By the way, Mrs. you've had no more than a high school education either, have you? Right, okay. And you're a native of this area, and I'm trying to get all these things straight.
Yes, I was born in Livingston County.
Uh-huh. And, okay. You might refer to something that happened about 12 months ago, and you said, it happened about...
About a year ago.
Now, if you, if the weather was rather bad this morning, and it seems to be a little better now, you might say the weather is...
Getting better.
This might look like Eskimo I'm writing here, but it's a phonetic transcription is what it is. There are certain symbols which equal certain sounds which we have developed. You see, that doesn't look a great... It looks something like English.
It almost looks like algebra in some places.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I don't get everything down on this, so I play the tape, too. Would you ever say clearing? The weather's clearing?
Clearing off.
Okay. You would say, you wouldn't say faring off.
I've never heard it.
Okay. Now, if you had a lot of rain all at once, along with some noise and... flashes in the sky, you might say we had quite a...
Thunderstorm.
Now, the wind blows hard today, and it did the same thing yesterday, you might say yesterday the wind...
blew hard.
Okay, and I looked out, I was driving down here today, and it was some. It was kind of hard to see sometimes. It was because of the thick
fog.
And when we have a lot of this stuff, we might say the weather is very it's very
foggy.
And what makes up what makes it that way? It's the thick what?
Humidity.
Or the thick the same word you said a minute ago.
Oh, fog. The thick fog. No, I didn't realize it.
Uh-huh. We don't know these things sometimes about our own speech. It's strange. I'd say this to give you some idea what I'm after here, so you know that this isn't just strictly guesswork or something. Now, if you had no rain for several weeks, say 6 or 8 weeks, you might say we had a long...
drought.
Any other words you might use for that, or
dry spell?
Which would be most natural, do you think, for you?
I think around here, dry spell would be.
And drought would be second, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you didn't have much wind this morning, but you might say there's some now. You might say the wind is didn't have much this morning, but now there's a good bit of it. The wind
it's
is
raising.
All right. Would you ever say breezing on? Or,
I don't believe so here. I've never heard it.
Blowing higher?
Blowing harder would be for this area, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You never say it was gusting? Or, okay. Just checking on something.
We might say a gust of wind, but I've never heard
the wind
gusting.
Was gusting. No, okay. Now, if you had a good bit of wind this morning, let's say, assuming this is afternoon now, good bit of wind this morning, and now in the afternoon you don't have much, you might say the wind is...
laying.
Any other thing which might...
Dying down.
But laying would be most common, probably.
Do you agree with me on that, Father?
Are you a native of this area, too, Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
What would you say for that?
Well, either one, I think. We
can
use either one.
Okay. Now, late in October, you look out on the grass and you see some white stuff. It's not snow, but a heavy...
Dew, frost.